Support for KNKX Studio Sessions comes from OB Credit Union, the original credit union of the Olympia Brewery, home to the Olympia Rainier Pabst Blue Ribbon and Washington State credit cards, featuring the Pick Your Card, Pick Your Program option. Learn more at obee.com/beer.
We have three young men from right here in the Pacific Northwest, well, mostly, making their debuts in the KNKX studios today and trudging through the snow to make it happen. It's the Walking Hat Trio. Jonas Myers at the piano. Ryan Donnelly plays bass. That's Cuts Peasley behind the drums. Jonas and Cuts met after a jam session about 4 years ago, recruiting Ryan on bass a couple years back. And they've been swinging through fresh takes on standards and lesser-known gems, as well as catchy original tunes and a few clever pop numbers, all performed in the iconic piano trio format. You can check out the Walking Hat Trio's six-song collection, recorded at David Lang Studios last spring, on their SoundCloud page. And let's please welcome now the Walking Hat Trio.
Thank you.
Walking Hat Trio live on 88.5 KNKX. Jonas Myers piano, Ryan Donnelly bass, Cuts Peasley behind the drums. Jonas and Cuts originally formed this band when they met after a jam session somewhere around 3-4 years ago. Jonas, tell us about the progression of this band and its sound since the early days.
Sure, yeah. So when Cuts first approached me about playing together, he had a pretty specific vision. He said, you know, I want to play jazz, but not just any jazz. he was talking about playing a lot of soul jazz, so he started with some classics like Monin and The In Crowd and that kind of thing. But pretty quickly made space for my originals as well and some pop tunes. We cover a lot of stuff like that Peter Bjorn and John earworm from like 10 years ago, that's almost it. Anyway,
that's right in
yeah.
there.
And then
with the whistling.
Yeah, with the whistling, exactly. We actually whistled at one point. And we played with a lot of amazing bassists, but they were all too busy to really commit to the group. And then when we finally tricked Ryan into being our steady third, it just all snapped together and started to expand and explore new sounds.
Now, that first song had a really great modern, kind of almost a pop rock feel to it. That was the original tune by Jonas Myers. And it made me think about the two young guys we have and the more almost grizzled veteran in my age range over here. I'd love to ask about the first music that you really, really fell in love with as a teenager when you're first starting to develop that passion for music. Was it pop? Was it jazz? Jonas, what were some of the first musicians that you really hung on to?
Well, I was raised on the Beatles for sure, number one. But then when I started to get into jazz, I really got into New Orleans jazz and loved listening to Dr. John, which is actually something Cuts and I have connected about because he used to play and live in New Orleans.
Ah, Cuts, tell us a little bit about your more my contemporary style of teenage favorite music that you listened to growing up.
Well, I guess rock primarily, classic rock.
Ah, yeah.
The Beatles, Kiss. As a younger preteen, maybe.
Right on.
But my father was a composer, so he exposed us to a lot of different stuff. So I remember listening to Petrushka, Stravinsky, and a lot of jazz earlier on. I got into a sort of Irish folk music phase, still love the stuff, Brazilian percussion. So yeah, but early on it was rock. I still love rock. And
right on.
And
Ryan, what were some of the early artists that you really grabbed onto as a kid?
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess it's kind of a common theme for all of us. The Beatles, my mom's
right
side of the family, you know, we all play a lot of Beatles and just at family events, stuff like that. But my dad was definitely more on like Led Zeppelin, just classic rock, Rolling Stones, all that stuff. So pretty much just around that general vicinity, yeah.
Now, Ryan is very, I think all the members of this band, fairly flexible players, can fit into a lot of different styles. Ryan, I'm going to put on in the spotlight here because I know you've played in some swing band dance music and also some gypsy swing stuff. And I wonder if you could talk about the opportunities for young musicians to play around the Northwest and how important it is to be able to do a lot of different things.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think I kind of have an unfair advantage as a bass player because every group needs a bass player. But, you know, when you're first starting out, you kind of just have to say yes to every single gig and just hope that you're playing the right notes and the right style and stuff like that. And, you know, you mess up a lot and then you stop messing up eventually. And, you know, opportunities. I mean, yeah, that's kind of it. Just any time you just go out to a jam session, play as much as you can, be as nice as you can and stuff like that and just eventually, people start asking for folk gigs, theater gigs, jazz, gypsy swing, like you said, and just all kinds of stuff. It just opportunities arise for sure.
Yeah, underrated talent for a young musician. Be nice.
Yeah.
That is key.
It's true.
Track on the Walking Hat Trio's SoundCloud page and check out their 6-song debut collection recorded at David Lang Studios. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. Jonas, what do we have next for our second song today?
Another original of mine. This one is called You're On My Mind.
All right. Walking Hat Trio live on 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you.
Walking Hat Trio live on 88.5 KNKX. Jonas Myers, Ryan Donnelly, Cuts Peasley at the piano, bass, and drums. And you can check out their six-song EP on their SoundCloud page, recorded at David Lang Studios just last spring. A second original tune, Jonas, another beautiful kind of poppy flavor on that one. Could you tell me how you get your inspiration to write? Is it something where you schedule an hour and I'm going to put my mind to it and write something? Or is it more of a when the spirit allows?
I will say the more I put myself at the piano with a notebook or a computer open, the more likely I am to write music.
I see, right on.
So I can't wait for it to come along. I think those two songs, both of them, I sat down to write a song and came up with a melody and a harmony and imagined actually writing lyrics as well. I was in a band where there was a great singer and I thought he could handle those challenging melodies, but no lyrics ever came. I tried and tried and it didn't happen. And I was like, you know what? I think these work fine as instrumentals. Brought them to this group and totally brought it to life. So,
yeah, wonderful piece there. And you mentioned earlier your love for New Orleans music and that Cuts lived there for a number of years. And Cuts Peasley, raised in New York and then living in New Orleans. It's like you've got jazz under your fingernails, man. But there's a lot of people that have kind of a stereotype about New Orleans. It's just brass bands or it's just funk. But it's a really great music scene and it's not unlike Seattle in that there's a lot of people that enjoy a lot of different kinds of music.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's very diverse. And I had a great time there. It was a while back, so I don't know the current scene myself that well. But I loved it. And the audience for music there is wonderful. It's half of why it's so good is that people really know how to have a great time, and they support live music, and
yeah, wonderful city. Highly recommended. Everybody get down to New Orleans and spend some time there supporting the wonderful musicians who live there. Ryan, I want to talk a little bit about the recording process that put together the EP that's up on SoundCloud now. David Lang Studios, the guy really knows how to record acoustic music especially well. Tell us about the process of recording. Was it something you cranked out in a day? Or
yeah, was it 2 days? Yeah. I think it was 2 days. Yeah, it was 2 days and, you know, did a number of takes and we actually made a video with it. And, I mean, I don't know. David Lang is super, super great. I've done a number of sessions there and, like, it's just, he really knows. The room is set up great for that kind of stuff. I know Pearl Django, that's the
yeah, he plays accordion with Pearl Django,
right,
yes.
Exactly, yeah. So they do all their stuff there, and yeah, it's just a great studio, and I don't know, what else did you want to say about that, Jonas?
Jonas?
Oh, me? Oh, yeah. Oh, it was a fun process. I mean, we just kind of spent all day cranking stuff out, and we ended up with like 12 tunes recorded, but picked our six favorites from that bunch. And yeah, to have an engineer who's also such a nuanced musician, you know, he really understands the details and how to make it come through. So
yeah, SoundCloud, I am a big fan of. It's free. Everybody can have their own free account up on SoundCloud. That's where you've put your EP. And I wonder if you could talk a little bit about how do you get to the music to the audience that is finding their music in so many different diverse ways?
Sure, yeah. I think it's important to put it out on as many platforms as possible, which we have not necessarily done a good job of. You know, we don't have anything on iTunes or SoundCloud yet. The other thing, though, I got to say, video is really, really useful. And getting that video from that session at David Lang Studios opened a lot of doors for us. And just putting stuff on YouTube, you know, it embeds in a Facebook feed, it embeds in an email, so it's immediately right there. People can see you and see kind of the energy that you bring. And it seemed like we started getting a lot more responses and gigs and stuff when we started sending out that video. So I think that's a big component.
And we'll finish off with a standard, Jonas?
Yes, this is Alone Together. This is our arrangement of Alone Together.
All right, Walking Hat Trio live on 88.5 KNKX.